This is Ethically Speaking with Dean Ritz and Denny Elliott.
My physical therapist expressed concern over serving two clients at once, the doctors who make the diagnosis and referral, and the patients.
It seems to me that all caregivers ought to be on the same team, working in the patient's best interest.
Ideally, you're right. But in the real world, patients come to a physical therapist with prescriptions from the doctor. The physical therapist is just supposed to carry out the doctor's orders.
And what's wrong with that?
Well, the physical therapist might find that the doctor didn't understand the whole problem or even make the right diagnosis.
Oh, that's tricky. The therapist, who is the adjunct caregiver, needs to figure out how to communicate with the doctor, the principal caregiver, and she must do so without violating the patient's confidentiality.
You've identified one ethical obligation. We agree it would be wrong for the physical therapist just to sit on her concerns.
And there's a second ethical obligation. It would be wrong for her to follow the doctor's orders if she thinks it would harm the patient.
So she needs to follow her own professional judgment and at least not cause the patient harm. And then she has to communicate her concerns to the doctor.
Perhaps in her reports back to the doctor, she can not only record what she is doing, but she can also ask if the doctor considered X, Y, or Z, the additional issues that she thinks are not being addressed.
So she can communicate professional to professional.
And she can also encourage the patient to share their experience with the doctor. Ultimately, it's the patient who will realize the benefits of having their caregivers work as a team.
Don't be a victim of our views. Tell us what you think at ethicallyspeaking.org.
The show is produced by the Center for Ethics at the University of Montana and the Department of Journalism at the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg, with support from the Metropolitan Water District of Southern California. Music by Eric Hutchins.